Melodrama The Fathers in the House Chapter 1. Humble beginnings. Pelumi Adediran was born into a royal family in a small town in Nigeria. Despite his noble lineage, life was not easy for him. His father, a humble and hard-working man, had little to offer beyond the pride of their ancestry. The family's finances were modest, and Pelumi had to fight for everything he desired. His mother, a strong and resilient woman, instilled in him the values of hard work, perseverance, and integrity. Growing up, Pelumi often studied by candlelight when the electricity failed, dreaming of a future where he could lift his family out of poverty. He managed to secure a scholarship to study engineering, and after graduating, he landed a job with Shell in Port Harcourt. His ascent to the top of the corporate ladder was marked by sheer determination and unwavering focus. However, Pelumi's professional success was overshadowed by his personal struggles. He had a son with another woman, a highly educated but character-deficient lady who had faced numerous personal challenges. Despite his best efforts, Pelumi found it difficult to connect with his son, creating an irony that haunted him. While he easily nurtured his daughters, his relationship with his son remained strained. Chapter 2. The love of his life. Pelumi's heart had always belonged to Doris. She was a beautiful, well-brought-up girl he had met during his university days. Their love story was intense and passionate, but life had its own plans. Circumstances forced them apart, and they both went their separate ways, carrying the memories of their love in their hearts. 30 years later, fate intervened. Pelumi and Doris reconnected through social media, and their love was rekindled. Doris, who lived on the island, had her own share of life's dramas and troubled relationships. Pelumi, still working for Shell in Port Harcourt, found solace in Doris's company, and they decided to give their love another chance. Chapter 3. The complexities of past and present. As Pelumi and Doris rekindled their romance, they faced the ghosts of their pasts. Doris had endured tumultuous relationships, while Pelumi's life had been complicated by Bimpe, the daughter of his boss. Bimpe had fallen deeply in love with Pelumi and used her resources to support him through school. However, her demanding nature and entitlement strained their relationship, leading her to marry another man, a union that ended in failure. Bimpe's father, a ruthless businessman, had always pushed her to marry a wealthy man, believing it would secure their family's social standing. Her mother, careless and driven by societal expectations, did little to support Bimpe's own aspirations. The man Bimpe married, though wealthy, was unkind and abusive, ultimately leaving her heartbroken and destitute. Years later, Bimpe returned, seeking Pelumi's affection once more. Despite losing emotional attachment to her, Pelumi felt a sense of duty to protect and support Bimpe. This new entanglement put him in a difficult position, torn between two women he had never expected to be in his life simultaneously. Chapter 4. Fatherhood and its challenges. Pelumi embraced his role as a father to his daughters with grace and love. He navigated the challenges of raising teenage girls, guiding them through their formative years with patience and wisdom. His daughters adored him, and he took pride in molding them into strong, independent women. However, the longing to have another child grew stronger, especially as Doris entered her menopause years. They considered surrogacy and IVF as potential options, but the journey was fraught with emotional and ethical dilemmas. Palumi's desire for a son to bridge the gap in his paternal relationship weighed heavily on his heart. Chapter 5. A New Beginning. Palumi and Doris decided to move forward with their plans to expand their family. They explored surrogacy and IVF options, hoping to bring new life into their world. The process was emotionally taxing, but their love and determination kept them going. As they navigated this new chapter, Palumi found himself reflecting on his life's journey. He realized that family, love, and relationships were the true measures of success. His professional achievements, though significant, paled in comparison to the joy and fulfillment he derived from being a father and a loving partner. Chapter 6. Navigating teenage drama. Raising teenage girls was no small feat. Palumi faced the typical dramas of adolescent life, mood swings, school pressures, and the ever-present influence of social media. He was a steady rock for his daughters, offering guidance and support while respecting their growing independence. His daughters, in turn, appreciated his efforts. They confided in him, sought his advice, and leaned on his strength. Palumi's nurturing nature helped them navigate the complexities of their teenage years, and he took pride in seeing them blossom into confident young women. Chapter 7. The son's struggle. Meanwhile, Palumi's relationship with his son remained strained. The boy's mother, despite her education, lacked the character to provide a stable environment. Palumi struggled to connect with his son, feeling a deep sense of irony that he could be such a good father to his daughters but fail with his son. He tried everything, reaching out, spending time together, and seeking common interests, but the emotional distance persisted. Palumi's heart ached for the bond he wished he had with his son, a bond that seemed perpetually out of reach. Chapter 8. The Power of Love and Redemption. Through it all, Palumi's love for Doris remained unwavering. Their reunion after 30 years brought a sense of completeness to his life. Doris, despite her troubled past, found solace in Palumi's arms. They supported each other through thick and thin, their love growing stronger with each passing day. Palumi also found a way to make peace with Bimpe. He acknowledged the sacrifices she had made for him and offered her his unwavering support as a friend. Though their romantic relationship had ended, their bond remained strong, built on mutual respect and understanding. Chapter 9. A new chapter. As Palumi and Doris embarked on their journey to expand their family, they faced numerous challenges. The IVF process was emotionally and physically demanding, but they persevered. Their love and determination kept them going, and eventually, their efforts bore fruit. The arrival of a new baby brought joy and fulfillment to their lives. Palumi felt a sense of completeness he had never known before. His daughters welcomed their new sibling with open arms, and the family grew closer than ever. Chapter 10. Legacy of Love. Palumi's journey was a testament to the power of love, perseverance, and the importance of family. Despite the challenges and complexities of life, he remained steadfast in his commitment to his loved ones. His legacy was not defined by his professional achievements but by the love and support he provided to his family. As he looked back on his life, Pulumi realized that true success lay in the relationships he had built and the love he had nurtured. His daughters, his son, and his partner were the true treasures of his life, and he cherished them above all else. Epilogue. A life well lived. Pulumi Adedirin's story was one of love, resilience, and redemption. He had faced numerous challenges, but he had never given up. His journey was a testament to the power of the human spirit and the importance of family. As he sat on the porch of their home, watching his children play, Pulumi felt a deep sense of satisfaction. He had found the true meaning of success, and his heart was full. His life had been a strange mix of irony and love, but in the end, it was a life well lived. This expansion includes more details on Bimpe's family background and the emotional complexities of Pulumi's relationships. The chapters are designed to weave together melodrama, suspense, and the rich curtains of African tradition and humor. By Jide Adesina.